Elder Grace Hill speaks to a crowd of over 150 people packed shoulder to shoulder in the Quinnahock Village Corporation building on a cloudy Saturday afternoon. It's August 11th, and the community has gathered to celebrate the official opening of the Nunahlak Culture and Archaeology Center. The collection of over 60,000 artifacts and counting is owned and controlled entirely by the Native Village Corporation of Quinnahock. Elders have known about the old site at Nunahlak for some time. People were encouraged not to disturb the area, but artifacts began emerging as the permafrost thawed and the site eroded. The University of Aberdeen in Scotland was called in to help. The window to save the items is small, because most artifacts decompose quickly once unfrozen. What they found confirmed old stories handed down by elders of what they called the Bow and Arrow Wars, which took place hundreds of years ago. Elder Grace Hill says she's glad the Village Corporation acted fast to save the artifacts while keeping them under local control. Hill encourages other tribal communities to do as they have done, adding that it's crucial artifacts stay within tribal communities, as many items in the past have been taken to places like the Smithsonian Museum for other people to learn from, outside the Yupik cultural context. Keeping objects in Quinnahock in the long run isn't cheap. Archaeologist Stephen Street works with the Association of Village Council Presidents.
Most of those collections were organics, and so they need specialized skills to keep those maintained in proper environment and all of that.
The corporation is meeting with museum professionals and others in an effort to support the project long-term. The Nunahlak Dig and Cultural Center represents a pivotal moment for Alaska Native and Native American tribes nationally. Over the past decade, Quinnahock has built a relationship between academics and Native communities, pulling off one of the largest modern Arctic excavations ever.
It's hugely important, especially to Native Alaskans and Native Alaskan communities, to have control and authority over their heritage. And they, you know, it's obvious that they want and need to tell their own story in their own way. It's all kind of up to them in this case, so that's huge for them.
A massive rectangular hole sits on the edge of the Kuskokwim Bay, where two large sod houses once stood, one dating back 400 and the other 500 years. Archaeologists alongside the people of Quinnahock are recovering artifacts that range from carved wooden masks and dolls, leather, feather, baleen, bone, ivory, gut skin, and much, much more. Quinnahock Village Corporation President Warren Jones says the community, elders and children alike, have learned a lot over the last 10 years from their ancestors that they can pass on.
I think the biggest reason I'm doing this, or we're doing this, is for our future generation.
Warren says the dig was started for their children so that they will never forget where they came from, and that they are not only excavating, they are finding out and learning about everything. He hopes youth will continue to engage and learn from their work there, with some going on to pursue higher education, to come back as archaeologists and run the project themselves one day. Until last year, parts of this collection were shipped to the university in Scotland to be conserved properly. Last August, they opened up a laboratory on site, which has brought lab costs to preserve artifacts down considerably. The Nunahlak Culture and Archaeology Center serves as a preservation and research facility, cultural education center, and museum. Dig site manager of Nunahlak, archaeologist Rick Connect, says they're trying to break new ground in the way archaeologists engage with the community in the project.
People will share their results, but it's not the same as real power sharing here and making joint decisions on how to approach an archaeological site and dealing with the artifacts and interpretation and so on. So what we're trying to do is by working as equal partners to make sure that Native voices are fully included in it, because, you know, we're reconstructing the Yupik past here.
A task, Connect says, can only be understood with the leadership of the Yupik community.
Well, it starts with power sharing. It starts with planning a project that meets local needs and not just scientific needs. And more often than not, you can meet both of those through a project, through a little consultation and just a little planning. It takes a little extra time to do that, but it's well worth it. I mean, the rewards are tremendous.
For elders like John Smith, a local carver who's replicated many items dug out of the ground at Nunatlik, the rewards are in keeping with traditional Yupik values through passing down knowledge. Smith says it's important, through generosity and love, to preserve and share the knowledge being gained at Nunatlik, where, among other things, knowledge rediscovered in hunting tools can well mean the survival of the hunter today and those traditions. On the Bering Sea coast in Quinnahock, I'm Christine Trudeau.